On the subject of women and the navigators, as it relates to their place, girls' work, girls' workers, secretaries, there is no navigator who knows the answer. I know that Jim Downing doesn't have the answers. I know that Leroy Arms doesn't have the answers. And when it comes to women, I'm positive that Rod Sargent does not have the answers. And that no one that I know of has made what I would consider a real basic study of all the factors involved in what we call navigators' girls' work, or working with women, its relationship to men. And I certainly would be unsatisfied with what those study I have done. I think it's fair to say, too, that no man really understands women. I doubt if women really understand men. And I am not certain that we have to. Now, I think I know more about women than any of my assistants, because I have a wife and four daughters, but I don't understand them any more than they do. I to this day, I don't understand why a girl goes ape when her hair just isn't just right. It's a pain to me to see a girl spend 30 minutes changing back from one outfit to the other before they finally decide what to wear. I don't understand it. Also, how they can get so excited over dinky little details but miss the overall principle entirely. But I love to have them come up and slip their arms around my neck. I like that. So, I think it's wonderful. Now, Dr. Hansen, I understand, gave a message one morning down here at First Press, that the Apostle Paul, before he was converted, every day when he prayed, would have said something like this: God, I thank you that I am not a Gentile. I thank you that I am not a slave. And I thank you that I'm not a woman. Jesus Christ came into his life, and later on he wrote Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ, here again, makes the difference. He makes the difference. Isn't that right? Now, I believe also that there are some problems that do not have permanent solutions. I think this is probably one of them. But I think that we mistake, for instance, sometimes, and I get a lot of feedback, that there are problems relative to girls or the girls' work. That's not because they are girls' workers, but because they are people. And oftentimes the cause given is because they're girls or intimated. It isn't. It's because they're people. And I stop and reflect, we have the same difficulties working with anyone. But I think it would be well, as we consider this, and I wish that I had this worked out better, but I just had a few comments, and I'll probably make them as long as I can to avoid all the questions I can. But I think it would be well to understand a couple of things. One is that the navigator work has been, and always will be, a work with its primary emphasis on men. I think that all girls and all men should understand that. For instance, the overseas training corps this summer, we have no girls going on this. We're not opposed to girls. But we feel that the need today, we can get gals to follow Christ, but it's a lot rougher to get men. It has been. The volunteers for a mission field, more women than men. We feel that God has called us to a primary emphasis on men, and I think this should be recognized. And in my mind, it will continue to be so. But at the same time, there is no doubt but that we want a ministry in the Navigators where women help women. Not only do we want that ministry, But as far as I'm concerned, God has given us certain promises that we will have that kind of a ministry. So that even if this having women and working with them was 10 times or 20 times the problem, it seems to some, we still would have work because I believe God wants us to. For instance, Isaiah 43:6. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. I think that's a specific promise that the Lord has given. And again, in Isaiah 61, verse 4. And I have a date beside these passages in the days in which I felt the Lord and led us to claim them in prayer. And this is the last part of this passage. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Now, the constant feedback that I get has led me to believe that a policy statement of some kind or an airing of the situation is some kind would be useful. And again, I just want to say that I don't know. I did try to sit down and work out sort of a policy statement, and I didn't have one. Besides, there are too many confusing issues that are not clarified, like the one I mentioned, that there may be difficulty, but it's not because there's women involved, it's because there's people involved. But I do get a lot of feedback. For instance, I think if I were to judge this, the general feeling, and I probably don't get all the facts, the boss never gets all the facts. You have to always initiate a search. But I know one thing, is that some feel that, well, Lorne, his assistants don't really represent how he feels about women. Probably the farthest out is Jim Downing, probably Leroy is the next farthest out. And George Sanchez, well, and Rod, of course, we try to have him avoid this problem altogether. Well, I think you may find out that the one farthest out is me, before you get through here, because I hide behind the others. No, I think that what happened, for instance, this morning, I ran down a report of what Jim Downing is supposed to have said out of Hume Lake, California. I said, Jim, is that what you said? He said, well, I don't remember having said it, but I doubt if I could because I don't believe it. So we've run down a few of these, and I think there is some confusion. I think that unfortunate remarks have been circulated, and I have a conviction that some remarks are totally irresponsible. And where possible, I have run down the individual and pointed out. I have been very embarrassed over things that have been reported back to me, but here again, I can't be sure about the reports, because I think we have some oversensitive girls, and I think we have some undersensitive men. And you combine the two, and you've got some feedback that just doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit into any kind of a pattern. I don't see why girls hang around the NAVs. There's no future for the girls and navigators. Well, girls, we don't want navigators. Girls workers, because they get pretty independent, and who wants to marry an independent girl? Well, the only problem is, all I have to do is reflect on navigator girls workers who are now wives, and I do not know one single case where there is not the happiest scriptural right relationship in a home. The experience just belies what I call either a thoughtless or an irresponsible statement. I think, too, that some men are scared of women. I think that some women are scared of men. Reminds me of Selva Rourke's skit that she used to present, you remember, about the horse? And how she told about what horses can't see or are afraid of, they kick at. This might have an application as far as scared fellows and girls are concerned. What we can't see or are afraid of, we kick at. So I think that maturing will resolve a lot of these kickbacks that we get. As I've said, I do believe, and I don't think anyone would deny this, that we do want a ministry in the Navigators where women help women. They are in the Great Commission. And of course, the question sometimes comes, well then, for what are we recruiting them? How do you career plan a girl? I wish I knew that. I had a note here. This is a little farther down the line, but it says to me, with the above, we are simply applying the same guidelines to women that we have to men. We have not been doing this before, and I'll point this out a little later. Well, that isn't the paragraph I wanted. This is the one. If we knew for sure they were going to marry navigators, that'd be fine, but no one has figured out a way to assure this yet. So for what do we need girls? Well, we need them for wives. I personally find it difficult to find anything unspiritual or unscriptural about a girl career planning to be a wife. And when Scotty says that he needs a girl's worker to help raise up wives for these fellows over there in the Middle East, I don't see anything wrong with that personally. I think that's a great idea. Because there are potential girls. There's a lot of investment. There's a lot of hope in those fellows. And if I look at the scriptural, that is a rather scriptural, spiritual thing to do. Now I know, and then there immediately, now I know the reactions that come up. Well, so all a girl's supposed to be is take care of diapers and dust and what was the other? And, there's more to that. More to life than that for a girl. Well, I'd like to suggest there a little story I read. Can I read it to you right now?
I was going to say this on Thursday.
But you see, this will use up more time today, and then that would be a good thing. You see, what people are afraid of, or they kick at, or else flee, that's me. I think I should stop on this just for a moment, because that problem that comes up at this point, to me, is a very simple one. We fail to realize that people have varying gifts. And if I could say so, I do think that you girls, one of your greatest problems is comparing with one another. I think even more so than with men. We have problems, too, that you don't have. But I do think, ever since I've been the navigators, almost yearly, we have to bring this up. Because I'm not like so-and-so, one wife will think, or I can't keep house like she does, or I can't speak like she does, or do like she does. Why then, we feel guilty and all the rest. And I was going to use this relative to training. I read this one time the animals had a school. The curriculum consisted of running, climbing, flying, and swimming. And all the animals took all the subjects. The duck was good in swimming. Better, in fact, than the instructor. And he made passing grades in flying, but he was practically hopeless in running. Because he was low on this subject, he was made to stay in after school and drop the swimming class in order to practice running. He kept this up till he was only average in swimming. But average is acceptable, so nobody worried about it. He goes up the duck. Well, the eagle was a problem student. He was disciplined, because he beat all the others to the top of the tree in the climbing class, but he didn't use the right way to get there. The rabbit started out at the top of the class and running, but he had a nervous breakdown, had to drop out of school, on account of so much makeup work and swimming. And so it goes on. Training must be individually tailored. And let's get out of some of the generalities, shall we? And I think that when we generalize about gals is where we begin to run into some problems. So let's recognize that girls have varying capabilities, given of God, gifts that fit in the body, as do men. I think this will help us a great deal. And there's a difference between a godly woman and the perfect housewife. It's more important to be a godly woman. But I think that we begin to interpret things according to our own gifts or bents or so on. Then, in the navigators, and I thought, how many wives do we need? Well, I always think we can use a few hundred of those. What about girls workers? Well, I've thought about this a little bit. I'll have a little more to say about it in a minute. 12, 15, 20 full-time girls workers, as we use this quote. The number will be limited, as will the number of total staff as far as that's concerned. What about secretaries? Well, we have need of less secretaries in our present setup than we did, say, a year ago, versus the headquarters office. As far as I can see, there's a limited number of spots in the Navigator organization for secretaries. But these are three categories in which we need them as far as the organization is concerned. But I think that wives, girls, workers, and secretaries, all three, should do their part in helping fulfill the Great Commission. But here again, it's resources to opportunities. If in Japan, they have two of their resources in language school, they can't do as much exploiting of opportunities, right? They have to give themselves a language school. If there are four children in the family, there are four children, they're going to have some attention for a while. When they're raised, then maybe that lady can again have what we might call a public ministry. But I think it's more important to be a successful father or mother than to be successful in the ministry outside the family. Because the family can just absolutely cut at the heart of your ministry. The Menninger Health Clinic in Kansas says that of executive breakdowns in business, 80% of them are traceable not to trouble in the business, but to trouble at home. 80% of the executive breakdowns are traceable to problems and troubles at home. So I think that all should have their part, but let's not compare as to what part. The important thing is, what about this person? Are they fulfilling the gift that they have received in the Lord? And I can't help but skip over to this staff development thing. Part one principle is that a person must be helped to set their own objectives in the light of their own circumstances and their own gifts, not superimposed upon them from the outside. Guided, yes, but set themselves. That's a little off the subject here. But also I think that girls should be part of the whole team. We expect a man to knock off, help us with finance raising, come out and run a conference. I don't think that a girl should come in the Navigators with strings attached. I'll only be a girls worker. I will not help entertaining in a home. I will not be a secretary. I think she is not a team member. And therefore, she ought to reconsider her relationship. I think it's wrong. I think it would be wrong for a fellow. I think it's wrong for a girl. Now, there could be a fear, of course, that we're going to abuse a person. We're going to, as the statement goes, use them instead of train them. Well, now, that to me is not a problem of principle. That's a problem of leadership. Leadership, as one definition puts it, is the right stewardship of the talents of those entrusted to your care. The right stewardship of the talents of those entrusted to your care. And if you have someone for whom you're responsible, who's not at all gifted as a secretary, but is as working with girls individually, I think she should be willing to do the best she could in emergency when it is needed to help secretarially. But at the same time, the one responsible for the right stewardship of the talent is going to try to help that person be used and fit where they can be the greatest use to Christ. So to me, that's a matter of leadership. And that boils down to whether or not we trust that there will be thoughtfulness and really the best interest of the person at hand. That's what it boils down to. And I think that if there is not this, in which there isn't in certain cases, then you see that gives rise to strife and confusion and underlying things where you get all this uncoordinated feedback that doesn't really relate to principles, it relates to persons, personality. Then that becomes a spiritual matter, and we have to get that straightened out on the basis of 1 John 1:7. But that doesn't automatically negate the whole idea. And of course, there's a lot of pride involved in this too. I heard somebody told me once, did you know that a girl should not be seen driving a car on the Glen when there are men in the car? And I say, is that true? That's nuts. I would like to know about that. I think that there's some pride involved in that situation. Is that the case? Oh, I appreciate the fact the girl said, you like to drive? I said, no, I'm tired. You drive. I mean, but why does a man have to show that he is a man? I remember the time that, for instance, a guy came to Doc once, and he said, asked him that he ought to do such and so, and he said he was going to talk it over with Lyle. And the guy said, what's the matter? Aren't you the head of your house? Well, of course, but I talked it over with my wife. Well, now, there you see, we're off principles again, and we're off. There's some other problem there. We got some other problem. So let's get back to it again. I don't know if I really need this thing. Let me see. Let's come back to the matter of guidelines for women. Take the matter of wives. We dispose of that in one sentence. The husband is responsible for his family. If he is not the scriptural head of his home, he's disqualified for the ministry. That's very clear. And we hold the husband responsible. And we've long since left the place where if a man has a problem with his wife, he comes along as the navigator's job, the trainer, the helper, straighten this thing out. He bears the number one responsibility scripturally. We might be of some help or some counsel, but he is responsible. As far as girls' workers are concerned, because we have them in the areas, we have an organizational problem where it becomes an independent work by itself, alongside the navigator work. Now, this is true, and has been true in areas where there has been a fellow's work that is independent of the area itself, and we've had this. So there is no discrimination here. It's simply the application of the same guidelines that we would follow in the case of some guy who has a work on a campus or somewhere, and it isn't related to the total. And therefore, and since we have fellows, we hold a man responsible for the area. And that's why last fall we sent out a letter that just to make sure that each girl knew that she's responsible to the area representative. And that he in turn knew that he was responsible for the girls' work in the area. And we hold him responsible. Now, if he has a situation that he can't manage, well, then we ought to know about it and we ought to make adjustments, or some training or whatever is necessary. Now, this does mean that we will have a girl's work only where there is a qualified representative to oversee. That's an official girl's work. So it is true that in the navigator work, that our girl's ministry will be more restricted than if it were an independent girl's work with its own structure. This way, it is tied to the growth of the navigators. And in short, which is in turn tied to the growth of the men in it. It is true if the area representative or regional man does not grow, and he does not grow in his capabilities of providing the leadership and the control and the coordination is necessary, it is true that the girls' work would not be able to flourish accordingly. That is true. But it is also true that the whole navigator work is tied to that principle. We have a guideline, and that is that we raise our own leadership. That leaders are best grown, not grabbed, as far as the navigators are concerned. Therefore, the navigator work can really only grow as fast as we grow. The whole work is tied to that. If we are not growing, then we'll hold back everything. So here again, I say that we are not discriminating against girls. We are simply employing the same guidelines straight across the line. We do feel, and at least I feel, I'll put it this way, I'm not sure that everyone feels this way, I know some do, that it's probably best not to have an official girls' work in an area where we have only a service men's work. Because it's very difficult, we found, to have any sort of a team operation or unity of the fellows and girls' work in that kind of a situation. Whereas in a college deal, that's totally different. You can, there's no problem there. I'd like to say something else on this. The question comes, do you think that older women can work with younger women? And will you get to the place where you're too old? Well, I would say probably yes, when you can't walk or get out. It'd probably be a little difficult, you know, to get around the campus. And I don't envision girls' workers being pushed around in wheelchairs to the campus. But I think all things being equal, I personally do not see a limit to this. I really don't. I think it's largely the mental attitude or outlook towards this of the girl herself. Because some of the mightiest women, with young women that I've known, I've known them when they were in their 60s. And I could name them. It could be that in some of the rawest recruiting that a younger girl might, and even there, I think that older ones can, but it could be in the rawest recruiting that maybe the younger gals and the newest ones may do this, but there still are going to be, I feel, hundreds and probably thousands of girls then who've been recruited to Christ who need counsel, training, development, and working with them. I personally don't see a stop point there. I think it goes on out. It's open-ended, to me at least. As far as secretaries are concerned, I think that one thing we want for sure are navigators, not just hired people. To summarize what I think here, as far as guidelines, I believe that they are basically the same for women as men, that we do not discriminate in principle and in guidelines against women. I'm not talking about the personal problems that come up that relate to individuals, except in one way, and that is that we do feel that for our work, that in each instance the man should be in the place of leadership, and that the woman would not be in the place of leadership over men. As far as I can see, this is one place, if you want to use the word, we do discriminate, although I think we have a basis for this, for our work, and I think also scripturally. Now, well, there are other misconceptions, I think, that have arisen about girls. And there are many other details. For instance, I think Leroy and I want to meet with the single girls. I think they're scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. And so we can go into some of these things more in detail. But I'm not afraid of questions as I make out, so we do have a little time. And there may be some questions that you would like to ask that we might clarify. And it would help us along the line. Okay, Dave?
Or did you say there would be no official girl work or an area where there was no official?
That is correct. And, of course, right now, Jody Baker's situation is a case in point. And but the Lord, at the same time, we feel, has some other possibilities in mind. But that is a guideline that we feel that we should follow. That's right. And is there in that respect, it is restricted. If that's our light, as of today, Memorial Day, 1965. It is Memorial Day, isn't it? Yeah, 36. Go ahead, ask it. We don't have an answer. Well, at least we know what to look for. Rod? The question is how any study done as to how far you should go with the teamwork that fellows and girls combined.
A team of 6,000 four girls to be the top leadership in the team together working in the area.
Well, I would say yes, there's been a lot of thought on this, and I could venture some kind of an answer, but I don't think I would have it well enough organized to give a definitive answer at this time. I don't think it would be just like it would be with fellas. It depends on your area. And I think we, perhaps on that subject, I do want to talk more in detail, but I couldn't give a definitive answer right now, no. Jack? Yes, there again, we have discriminated against the men instead of the women, really. When a man goes into an area, if there is already some official men there, we give him the choice. And we discussed together, should they stay there? Should he bring in his own team? He should have the right to decide who his team is. But we haven't done that as far as the gals are concerned. So either the girl should move, or the fellow would ask that this particular girl stay. And in other words, we renegotiate the whole situation to make sure that we are on a right foundation from the outset. We have not done this, and we should do that in the future, and will. So that there's a good understanding all the way around. I think that's very important. Yes? Well, that has to do with the basic philosophy of our navigator objective. And I think that the navigator objective, the end product of the navigators, put it that way, is to be laborers of many kinds. And that there is a wide spectrum of laborers that will be the result of the navigator ministry. Of that number, a small percentage will be those who will be identified in a more definite way with the navigators itself. Therefore, for instance, take career planning wives. Now, if you're going to work with girls and you say they're mainly going to be wives, well, then should we set up a nationwide home economics course? I personally feel that our objective is to win them to Christ, help them in the basics of the Christian life, to learn to witness, and in other words, of discipleship. Then out of that number, there will be few, for one reason or another, will be closer in, maybe will work in one capacity or another, be a small percentage. And to those, we might try to figure out how to get some training in home economics, for instance. But I don't think that we'd make that our objective for all girls that we're working with, even though we expect 95% of them to be wives. I think that our calling to what we contribute probably stops at a certain point. On the subject of how to train girls that are wives, they're going to be NAV wives, I think it's probably, at least I feel, no, it isn't generally recognized. I know I get an argument on this, but I say how I feel. I have the platform, so that's a big advantage. But I think that probably you learn best in anything by doing. You learn how to be an area representative by being around area representatives, and then it's putting you on your own and observing you. You learn how to be an office manager in the office. I think you can best learn how to handle a home in a home. Now, the number of homes that we will have available for home training. And this is a whole other subject, I know this. And we've had all kinds of pros and cons on this. That here again, girls are used and not trained, so on and so on. And then one wife is strong in this, and she can train in that, and not in the other. So a few years ago, I had quite a survey made. 60-some applications came back from girls who had worked in homes. And they had some rather straightforward things to say. But I also have a little observation to go by. And I'm going to use names here as one case in point, because to me it illustrates, if you'll pardon the word, a little perspective from a few years. You know, I have real victory over the people who tell me that I don't know what Doss's vision was. Because I happen to be closer to Doss probably than anybody else except Lila. Well, here again, I have a little perspective on this, and I think I'll flaunt my gray hair and tell you about it. They say, oh boy, I tell you this, these girls at home, the problem after problem after problem, ooh. They get together and talk about their problems and all. Well, Dave Stewart and Myrnie lived in town, and Kay Pagard lived in their home. And that thing nearly blew the lid off of the house down there in Valley Road. They'll admit it. It was touch and go. Then we went up to the wedding of Kay and Nate. Who was the maid of honor? Myrnie Stewart. Who did she ask to take the place of her father and to give her away? Dave Stewart. We've had it in our home. Flare up? Fireworks? Yep. But who does Shirley Swall come to see about once a month? But Lucy. And who? Where's all the squealing and hugging going on? The people who they've gone through it. So because there are some problems, does that make it a bad idea? Does that make the principle wrong? I think there's a lot of experience that justifies. There's lots to do, not to say for that. Of course, it can be handled wrong. Take a nab home. I had a fellow the other day who's known us for years, and he said, I have been absolutely dead set against the idea of Navigator Homes. He said, it's wrong. It's hurtful to the children. What are you learning at this age? Now that you're older, what has it done to kids? Well, I explained to him that a nab home is not a hotel. It's a family. A person living there doesn't pay board and room and expect room service, although apparently some do till they learn better. That they're a family and they could pitch in with the dishes. Parenthetically, I get reports here from our missionaries who traveled, stayed in home. One home, what'd the wife do? Sit down and read the paper and let the woman of the house do the dishes. I can't understand that. Another home, apparently the child was allowed, the navigator couple and their child, the child was allowed to take over and run dinner time, household business. So it might be that we can use a little more instruction in family life. Or in one place that a navigator, his home was open for the first time, and a fella went through. He slept in late. The wife was home, husband gone off to work, and he came out of his bedroom in thin pajamas and no bathrobe and absolutely shocked this girl to tears. Well, you want to know what the president hears? Well, he's something the president hears. But be that as it may, cover back to a home again. I don't know why I got off on that anyway. Why did I get it? I guess because I looked at some of my little notes here a bit ago. That's how come. But you take in a home, for instance. Navigate a home, it's a mistake.
I think to make the kids shut up and let the adults dominate the conversation. I think they ought to be allowed to participate. And it's certainly a mistake to let anybody in the home discipline the children other than mom and dad. The only time they should step in is to avert a disaster, such as death or, you know, something like that. And only do the people who live in the home take over responsibility for disciplining the children when they are specifically asked to do so, when the parents are gone, and then it's restricted to one person, not anymore. Well, because, what I'm saying is, that because there have been some bad situations, does make the whole idea wrong. Let's correct the situations and learn how to do it right. That's what I'm saying. Now, how in the world did I get clear off? What were we talking about anyway? I don't know how I got to that from where, whatever question it was. Is there another question? See, I didn't have another bee in my bonnet till I wanted to get off of it. What was that? Probably what I did was get that off my, say that whether the question answered or not. You know how that goes. I got certain things I'm going to say regardless of the question. Any other question on this subject?
Lord,
yes? Yes, I think you're exactly right. When we go into this matter of staff development, we've got something to say on that subject of what we can do as relates to the navigator objective right there. Yes. I think this is part of training and part of development to be able to do this properly. And also to help a person see that they don't come to work with the navigators, they should not feel guilty or feel that they have failed.
Years ago,
yes, you know, we might consider that for a moment because I think as I get around, I probably am asked this question or this subject more than any other. What about our children? And as it relates to a navigator home, and it might be that there is sufficient interest in this to have a session on it. Because there are some who have gone down the road a little farther and have developed some guidelines from experience that maybe others could learn from. There's no hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You don't have to learn everything by experience. Maybe we can help there. How many would you be interested in an hour and a half special session on this at this conference? Well, Rod, that's something we ought to work in somewhere. That is a great matter. You know, and I, of course, I'm not surprised. We can just talk here for a minute. We all have several sets of reasons for doing things, don't we? We have the reasons that sound good, and then we have the real ones. Isn't that true? And a lot of times the real ones have to do with the personal relationships with family or children. And if I'm talking with a bunch of guys about whether I should take a trip for 2 months or 3 months to the Orient, and maybe I'll spend the whole time talking about, well, how much time does he need, and so on. But when they leave, I'm also thinking of something else, aren't I? You bet I am. Yes, sir, there's a whole set of other things that are down there, too, that I'm also taking into consideration. And so it is with us. And you area directors, that's why I think this little idea of the planned report, personal, family, and business objectives. I more and more think that this is something that we need to bear in mind. So, Rod, we'll see if we can work out on that, shall we? Any other question or statement here before we... Oh, yeah, I'm sort of spilling out my, I'm pulling the trigger before I should. But I got a little deal I worked up. It's not that terrific, but... it gives me excuse to do a couple things, and Rod says it's scheduled, so I'll do it then. But it's an idea on how we can get at some of these things on a year-round basis. Only I scared the tower of the regional men when I give to them, in some ways. Yes? Have we ever checked into finances to see what contributions single girls make? Have we, Rod? What do you have that?
Well, we have made some rather preliminary surveys, and they make a significant contribution, very significant in some areas.
Okay, it's significant. At least it's not insignificant. That's something. Any other questions? Well, I think that a lot of patience and thoughtfulness on our part would be good. I guess if there's anything that the girls would like to say to us men would be, they like a gentle man. They don't like a rough man, nor a gentle sissy, but a gentle man. And if you want to know what we like in gals, why, just give us a half hour sometime and we'll go into that. Okay, let's pray, shall we?